stronger souls who had shared lifetimes with weaker ones could take upon themselves a portion of those souls' heavy karma. Volunteers for those roles were in fourth or higher dimensions, densities, and so were the energy healers, psychic intermediaries and receivers of telepathic communication, who would help in their respective ways. A multitude of souls was needed to become wayshowers and standard bearers. Some will intuitively know the truth of information transmitted by messengers in the light and share it with all who are receptive. Others would become active in various reform efforts or prepare for professions where they could influence positive changes, and some of the many souls who would exemplify the power of positive thoughts and feelings and the joy of living in godly ways would fill other roles, too. Surely it is no surprise that you who have stayed steadfast in the light despite obstacles, disappointing setbacks and perhaps scornful disrespect are among the volunteers selected to fill one or more of those roles that have helped so many along their ascension pathway. Vital to the plan were those brave souls who have agreed to act in the role of the Dark Ones, who would then create the harsh circumstances the masses needed and when that was completed, rejoin the light forces. Only the most highly evolved beings could be entrusted with those missions, and the council selected the volunteers whose dependability in the most challenging areas of light service had been proven time and again. There was no reason whatsoever to anticipate that they would renege on the latter part of their agreement, but that is what happened. Those individuals had fallen under the spell of the darkness that engulfed the planet and they refused to relinquish their power, control of the masses and fortunes gained illegally or immorally. No amount of urging at soul and conscious levels, pledges of assistance or warnings about self-judgment in lifetime reviews convinced them to honor their agreement. They became the top level of the Illuminati, an alliance of disparate groups that own or have infiltrated every organization, institution and corporation that impacts life in your world, from governments to banking and commerce, religions to education and media, military, entertainment, legal and justice systems. The Dark Alliance, which is pyramidal with a handful of individuals at the peak and many, many minions at the bottom who have no idea that they are working in league with a malevolent force, also is known to you as the Secret Government, One World Government, New World Order, the Cabal or the Elitists. Although the Council's timeline for world situations to be greatly improved and the people's burdens eased so they could see the light had arrived in your linear time, the Illuminati continued hiding truths and fomenting wars, destruction, disease and impoverishment just as many generations of the Dark Ones had done before them. That didn't affect Earth's ascension pace. She entered the lowest levels of the fourth dimension, density right on target as predestined, at the end of 2012. But relentless turmoil and hardships and ignorance of truths have kept most of her peoples still within third density's limited conscious and spiritual awareness. The billions who are coping with one hardship or injustice piled atop others or are barely surviving cannot imagine anything except the violence, misery, despair and fear in their lives. Troops in combat believe what they have been told. It is your patriotic duty to fight for freedom or it is your responsibility to avenge what was done to your ancestors. The large numbers employed in companies that produce the machinery of war may abhor war's death and destruction, but their foremost interest is their own livelihood that supports their families. Thus, contrary to the Council's expectations of your society's advancement by 2007, thoughts of a peaceful world where everyone sharing equally Earth's abundance had but a feeble toehold in the collective consciousness. By no means are we saying that everyone should have the very same idea about governance or any other issue. It is by assimilating the diversity of ideas, cultures and philosophies that a civilization is enriched and advances. What we are saying is that many souls who clamored to participate in significant roles to usher in the era of peace have not done what they felt certain they would, make choices in fulfillment of their chosen missions. This is both the cause and the effect of the 10-year delay. Beloved sisters and brothers, please don't translate delay into it could take forever. As one reader wrote, there are myriad areas throughout your world where betterment is flourishing thanks to dedicated individuals, civic groups or national and international organizations. Mainstream media are expanding reports of such stories, and there is a plethora of heartening information in televised interviews, documentary films, conferences, workshops, books, magazines, and the internet. Of course, not all of you can actively take part in those kinds of forward-moving endeavors. Most of you didn't sign up to do that anyway, but feeling grateful for these successes, excited about them and optimistic about Earth's future sends forth a profusion of light. Light, the same energy as love, is the key to manifesting fuller realization of the Council's Golden Age plan. Now then, just as there was no evidence of a dramatic event when Earth entered the lower fourth dimension, density, nothing profound will be evident as 2017 nears its end and the planet enters the 4D higher layers. There is no demarcation between those, just as there is none between the dimensions themselves, which we number only to indicate advancement in location or spiritual and conscious awareness. Energy simply flows hither and yon in accordance with the vibrations emitted by its attachments that include all the thoughts and feelings constantly shooting up from Earth. And ascension is moving into areas where the vibrations are higher, or faster, than where you were previously. However, at times celestial alignments produce energy surges that rapidly propel orbiting bodies into the higher astral planes, and such will be the case the latter part of your year 2017, which coincides with the decade of delay reaching its end. During the interim, Earth will be traveling through increasingly higher vibrations that will birth new changes and add impetus to all underway. Lighted souls throughout the universe are with you in spirit, cheering you ever onward, and some are right there beside you on your ascension pathway. Love and peace, Matthew, previously Saint Matthew of the Bible, Suzanne Ward, Suzy at mathbooks.com. www.mathbooks.com, the 18th of November 2014, Galactic Federation Regional Council on Sirius B, Sheldon Idle. We are entering a period where the secret government, Illuminati, ancient families have risen in importance among the Earth allies. They are presently in charge of a number of very sensitive negotiations. The purpose of these talks is to cement the conditions for the final surrender of the Dark Cabal. Once these agreements are in place, arrests at the highest level are to commence, and the Dark Cabal's terms are to bow out in a degree of ceremony. This process is one which our negotiators know well. This surrender is not about wealth, it is about surrendering the secret power held by them for millennia. Long ago, the Nibiru Nunaki chose them as their special minions. In this capacity, these groups of individuals acted as the conduit for a tremendous amount of power. This cabal now erroneously sees this power as a right. In fact, it was a privilege given to them by the Anunnaki. The time is now overdue for them to give it up. These talks are to assure that this happens as swiftly and as easily as possible. This formal surrender is to permit a global currency reset, gold-backed currencies and new governance. Many Western governments and their financial-based handlers understand that a new reality needs to be birthed. This operation is to allow for a global jubilee and permit the worldwide prosperity and humanitarian programs to fund. This operation is to assure that a new reality begins to manifest. Heaven intended for this to happen about a decade and a half ago. However, the Cabal was able to carry out 9/11, which forced our Earth allies to regroup. These vile acts permitted the Cabal to regain the upper hand. We were not allowed by heaven to go beyond a number of preconditions. These restrictions are to be fully rescinded when disclosure is announced by a number of major governments. Until then, the inner Earth Agathans and us are limited to a series of do's and don'ts. The Ascended Masters Kuan Yin and Count Saint Germain are carefully watching what is happening. We expect these talks to be successful, and a schedule for a formal transfer of power is actually quite close. Once ET disclosure occurs, we can make announcements and truly start new operations, permitting us to complete more missions in open daylight. At that point, our spaceships are to begin to take a first wave of interested individuals to our motherships, where we will conduct a general tour, along with a time where we can begin a dialogue about the actual coming of people's mentors. We are using this time to get you more familiar with us. After the landings, our interaction is to increase immensely. This final period is to allow you to also become more familiar with the inner Earth Agarthans. When Atlantis attacked Lemuria, the Agarthans were temporarily cut off from the surface realms. Atlantis used this time to make itself the dominant land on Gaia's surface realm. This dominance was to last until Atlantis was destroyed some 13 millennia ago. The Atlanteans fled to Centaurus and you were left with new masters, the Nibiru and Anunnaki. These beings stayed in charge until the peace with the Anchara continuum in the mid-1990s. The present time is one in which the final surrender is being negotiated, even as the Cabal somehow attempts mischief to alter their present dilemma. We can assure you that it is not to occur. The Dark's wealth and power has been whittled away to the point that such a revival is highly unlikely. Our Earth allies are conducting a number of events across the globe. These events are basically interlocking so that the Dark Cabal's defeat is assured. The present talks are simply another one of these important puzzle pieces. Your freedom and prosperity are extremely close. We have used our technology to prevent any disaster, so the Dark does not initiate a delay of their surrender. In addition, Heaven gave us a very aggressive plan to pursue as a backup to what is presently transpiring. These events make it quite evident that some very exuberant celebrations are close to occurring. The 12th of December 2014, Seleucia of Sirius on the coming Cities of Light, Michael Quincy. What exciting prospects lie ahead, because you can rightly look forward to some revealing times, and positive indications that the long-awaited changes are coming to fruition. We appreciate the reasons for your caution, and feel sure that given time you will have no doubt that you are leaving the old age cycle behind. It has run its course and there is no way back for those of the dark forces who have supported it. Naturally, there will still be obstacles to overcome, but their ability to maintain it has been sorely diminished. You can expect them to try and prevent the news becoming widespread, but it is of such importance that we will not allow it to be stopped or interfered with. There may be minor problems, but you may be assured that a wonderful future is assured. The time selected for the announcement through Genii Townsend of the coming appearance of the City of Light over Sedona, Arizona at the time of Christmas has obviously been chosen with the Christmas holiday period in mind, so that as many people as possible can be reached. Families will be able to gather together and discuss the implications of the coming of the first of up to 14 cities of light to be stationed around various points of Earth. It should bring about not only the long-awaited disclosure event of the existence of other inhabited worlds and ETS, but also a great upliftment in people's hopes and faith in the future. Your experiences have been closely followed since the beginning of the present great planetary cycle began some 26,500 years ago. You have been guided to follow a path that would give you the needed experiences to hasten your evolution, and also opportunities to rise up above the lower energies of the third dimension. The end times were always subject to your choice of which direction to go in, and we are pleased that sufficient souls of the light have been successful. They may not have been a majority, but their ability to bring the light through has been sufficient to overcome the dark energies that would have destroyed them and taken full control. On Earth, the news of the Cities of Light will cause a great stir and give the people great hope for the future of mankind. Hitherto, the future looked grim, with chaos seeming to get worse and with little hope of any changes for the better. As you have been experiencing, the end times can be quite volatile as the old 3D energies play themselves out. However, nothing will stop the full manifestation of the new age that has already commenced. What is to happen will give people great hope for the future, and many advances that you have heard of can soon become part of your reality. Although you have been held back by the Dark Ones, the fact remains that progress has still continued when new inventions have been made that will make life a lot easier. Lack will eventually become an unnecessary word, and there will come a time when poverty will become totally eradicated. Hunger and lack of the material needs that make life more acceptable will no longer apply, as there will be ample supplies of all the necessary things that can bring it to you. I am Seleucia from Sirius, and happy to be able to assist in bringing the good news about the Cities of Light. They have been slowly manifesting for quite some time, and it will be a wonderful sight when they do. They will attract thousands of visitors, but we suspect that initially its appearance will be somewhat muted. However, the cities are quite large and there will clearly be enormous interest in them. The authorities will not be allowed to interfere and adequate precautions will be made to give it full protection. Be in love and light and know you are blessed to be present on Earth at such an important time. The Cities of Light, the original 12 Cities of Light, also known as the Crystal Cities, have long been known in esoteric circles as being stationed around Earth between the 5th and the 7th dimensions, thus invisible to our 3D sight, over such places as the Tibetan Mountains, Syria, the old Uvai Gorge in Africa, the extreme northern part of Siberia, Iceland, northern France, southern Chile and northern Canada. They are stationed above Earth at between 25,000 and 35,000 feet, 7,620 to 10,668 meters, and can thus be easily passed through by our denser 3D aircraft totally unaware of their existence. They are built upon on a surface disk of rose quartz crystal, once part of the inner central spherical crystal core of the former planet Malk, destroyed by its own population through nuclear explosions, and whose shattered remnants became the asteroid belt in our solar system. However, the inner rose quartz crystal core itself was rescued by the Galactic Federation, divided and smoothly sliced into the 12 crystal disks upon which the Cities of Light were later built. The original Sedona Crystal City of Light is itself about 42 miles, 67 kilometers, across, and the thickness of the rose quartz disk is over 3,750 feet, 1,143 meters, on which are built many striking towers, domes and other buildings, all set in beautiful green parklands and gardens. This is one of those original 5-7D crystal cities stationed around Earth, where at times of great Earth disruptions and failed civilizations, many rescued Earth souls have been taken up as a temporary staging post before their being moved onto the other worlds of their choice. Its own long-term population, made up of many former rescued evacuees who decided to stay on as well as visitors from other worlds, normally ranges from 14,000 down to 7,000. But can receive much larger numbers in a situation of Earth emergencies. However, a totally new Sedona City of Light has now been designed as a prototype for up to 14 subsequent ones based on the original 5D designs to be physically manifested on the surface of planet Earth. The new Earth-based Sedona City of Light's main function, apart from naturally being an exciting revelation of otherworld technologies and the existence of other world peoples, is to function primarily in the future as a 4D healing center, one of at least 14 others to be built later and manifested around other parts of our planet. Apparently, the new Sedona Light City itself has not only been already fully designed but also even now set up at the 5D vibrational level, thus still invisible to our present 3-4D site, since late 2011 on a little inhabited Arizona desert area near Sedona. It has at last just been announced that it may be finally revealed by the Christmas period of 2014. It is now in the final processes of being lowered down from its existing 5D level to the lower fourth, a level which we on Earth have only just now finally managed to reach, in order that we may be able to physically see and visit it. Jeannie Townsend has known about these Cities of Light since 1982. And has subsequently made many visits up to the existing 5D Sedona Light City. She describes these many visits in her book Something's Coming, Universal Cities of Light, Love and Healing, from which excerpts can be read at www.sedonalightcenter.org. The 27th of December 2014, Sedona City of Light Embassy Visit of December 27, 2014, Jeannie Townsend, on this December 27, 2014 visit, the area around the city gate of the Sedona City of Light is quite empty, as usually there are zillions of people waiting to get in. Slipping through the city gate, I am met by my city guide, Laluk, as we have met so many times over the years of visiting this place of God wonder. Laluk, welcome back, Lady of Light. Come, we go to the Embassy of Peace where you are expected. Taking my hand, we move through the relaxation park and onto one of the wheelless, driverless city trolleys, which then leaves us off at the back entrance to the Embassy of Peace. We are then inside, which surprisingly at this time has no audience, since hundreds of universal beings are usually occupying the many seats in this massive arena. Interesting. Seeing the first and foremost master universal being, Olon himself, I push aside the drapes to the raised proscenium area. This looks like a one-on-one conversation, and he motions me to take a seat next to him on preset chairs. Smiling, he says, "Welcome back. It would seem you have some pressures arising as to this Sedona City of Light appearance time slot. Genii, people from all over this planet are contacting me for information, as I was told that this December was the time for this Sedona City of Light to appear. I don't have an answer for them." "Olon, dear one, first of all, you are not responsible for the city appearance. You are the holy messenger, however this month is not yet over. Second, it can be announced that some important additional technology is being added. As this city comes into your third, fourth dimensional area, everything must be perfect and ready to shift into your dimension of viewing. Within the area of Vortex Power, named Sedona, Arizona, where you reside, we work intensely with your vortexes, whose power is mounting moment by moment. It has been reported that strange lights have been seen. Yes, this is all part of the changes in its dimensional level. So don't be surprised at anything unusual you see from this point forward. This city is quite on track for manifestation. In explanation, it would be similar to a new home which is being checked out before anyone can move in. All the electrical connections must match within that home. However, this city of light is on a much grander scale. It is unusual to be sure, and something never before to be seen on this planet, so the correct final last-minute adjustments must be made. Understand? Genii, yes, I accept that a bit more time is needed for checking before completion. Olon, yes, is it too hard to wait for a miracle of this sort to appear? Dear one, you have advised people of the City of Light coming forth. That has not changed, just the timing a bit. Patience is needed, which we find most humans have little of. But it will be well worth waiting for the perfection desired. Genii, people are excited, like me, to see the final results. Olon, indeed, it is good to be happy and expectant, but also to be patient and calm in this knowing. There is much divine good coming to your planet. We here want it as much as you all do, and maybe even more, as this is God's gift. The 23rd of January 2015, Salusa of Sirius on the coming to an end of interference by the Dark Ones. Michael Quincy, as events on Earth become more disturbing for you, so the light is progressing more quickly towards its goal of bringing an end to the interference of the Dark Ones. They have held the power for many centuries, and embarked on their plan to reduce the population of Earth to a manageable size. This they have partly achieved by keeping man in virtually a continual state of war. Although they believe that they are achieving their aims, it is beginning to dawn on them that they can no longer control events on Earth. By now they would have drawn most countries into another global war, but through our actions have been unable to do so. Their ambition to bring about a third world war has been prevented, and we are limiting their ability to delay the coming changes that will signal the true beginning of the new age. From our position, we see matters as progressing very well and the coming of the long-awaited advancements that will truly indicate that the new age has arrived. Do not be concerned about the group known as Isis, as their success is soon to be brought to a sudden halt when they shall be unable to continue with their war against the people of Earth. Many ask why we do not stop them now, but certain karmic issues have to be played out. There are many lessons being learned that will serve the souls involved very well, and help them to evolve. It may seem to you that many innocent souls are involved in the atrocities that are taking place. However, please understand that they are working off karma from previous lives that can only be to their advantage. You cannot progress into the higher dimensions if you are still involved in clearing up old issues. Nevertheless, you may draw karma to yourselves that can be easily cleared and will not in any way delay you on your path to ascension. We realize that for many this period is difficult, but keep to your tasks and spread love and light whenever you can. Times will be difficult as the old energies are being transmuted, and as the old way of life becomes unacceptable. Those of you who spread the light have a very big responsibility to keep focused on your path and let no one stand in your way. Your strength is in your resolve to keep going forward and bring the light to people wherever you are. There will be signs along the way that will clearly show you that the new age is manifesting, and we will be present to ensure that all progresses according to the plan given us by the spiritual hierarchy. The important development is that we, along with other beings from the higher dimensions, are taking a direct interest in your activities, and will assist you to achieve success. You are seeing more of our craft in your skies and also some that are of an enormous size. This is to assure you we are quite capable of dealing with any problems that may arise, and that we command the airspace around your planet. It cannot have passed unnoticed that we share the skies with your craft, but when they attempt to shoot us down, we are quite capable of disappearing very quickly, and thus avoid any confrontation. It is not our way to engage in a war in space, and indeed we have no need to do so. Our peaceful presence is sufficient to prove our superior capability, knowledge and ability to easily handle any threats against our craft. When the time is right, we shall put a stop to warlike activities, and all that is associated with such intentions. We are here to bring lasting peace to Earth and her people, and assist you to take your place alongside us. The 1st of February 2015, the Company of Heaven and Sanat Kumara, the great battle for Earth is won. Catherine Ime, the Company of Heaven, dearest Earth ones, today is a day of celebration and jubilation for us. It is only fitting that we give you some idea of what we are so triumphant about so that you can celebrate with us. It has been an unusual time for us, these last few weeks. We have spent much concentration and effort to make important decisions about how we could intervene in your behalf, given the requirements of our contracts with you, but we have been given a recent dispensation because of the work you have been doing individually and as a group to remove the dark seed within you and to cancel the contract to carry on Earth what you have been calling the dark sleeper cell. You have been most effective in your efforts, and the declaration from many of you that you are now consciously revoking that contract has changed the conditions of our pact with you. We are now able to help you in more active ways, especially in encouraging you toward greater freedom of thought and action. As a result of the work you have done that is just beginning to build in momentum and power, you are going to see things moving fast now. One of the things we have been able to do on your behalf was a confrontation with the dark hats of the sort we have seldom undertaken, because of the seriousness of the possible repercussions, and because of our reluctance to put our beloved warriors of the light in the path of danger. Nevertheless, it was with the full agreement of your galactic family and especially the ascended masters who have taken a personal interest in your ascension, that we did this week what you might term throwing down the gauntlet. Last night a full-fledged battle ensued, not of the sort you are familiar with on the surface of Earth, but a serious confrontation of the wills. Our very effective resource is the courage and light energy of our masters, who have pledged themselves in service to the Great One. The technology we use in opposition to the Dark Hats involves focusing light energy to protect and encircle our warriors, while they use the power of light to blind and literally overpower the Dark Hats. Our forces were guided by their beloved brother Archangel Michael. Unfortunately, the Dark Ones responded with illicit weaponry, taking advantage of our beloved brothers and sisters of the light who had voluntarily descended through dimensions to meet the Dark Ones close to the Earth plane. Some of them are incarnated, others remaining cloaked in higher dimensions as backup for those who are on the front lines in direct contact with the Dark Hats who have been so belligerently holding on to their power over humankind. It may sound like a mild form of conflict to you, but we assure you it is taken on with great concern for the well-being of our beloved defenders, for such encounters have inflicted severe damage to our side in the past, and Prime Source does not wish to risk any of our souls to such a conflict. Many weeks of serious contemplation and discussion were required before consensus could be reached about the wisdom of proceeding with a direct challenge to the Dark Hats. A number of your beloved masters were injured by the attack, although all were healed by powerful teams of energy healers who were very effective in their fast response. Your Sananda Jesus was slightly injured, and the one who channels this report, Catherine, took a serious hit during the height of the skirmish. Sanat Kumara, her mentor and beloved friend, was present with Archangel Raphael and many others to lead the teams of healers, and all were administered to immediately, restoring their energetic integrity and cellular organization. "We assure you that all our light warriors are well and being celebrated with medals, victory songs and an outpouring of love from all the corners of the universe and beyond,"